Hello, everyone, and welcome to Italian Pod.
Ciao, I'm Marco.
And I'm Catherine. Today we have a movie lesson for you. This one is an homage to the Italian films that we love from the 1950s and 60s. You know the ones I'm talking about, Marco, don't you?
Yes, I know. I know. I like them very much.
Romantic, full of ambiance, full of, well, you're about to find out. The key word for today is actually a key phrase.
Ci vediamo.
Ci vediamo, which means see you again. So let's listen to this dialogue three times.
Dialogue, first time.
Anche tu senza ombrello?
Sì.
Prendi la mia giacca.
Aspetta, come ti trovo?
Ci vediamo nei tuoi sogni.
Dialogue, second time.
Anche tu senza ombrello?
Sì.
Prendi la mia giacca.
Aspetta, come ti trovo?
Ci vediamo nei tuoi sogni.
Dialogue, third time.
Anche tu senza ombrello?
Sì.
Prendi la mia giacca.
Aspetta, come ti trovo?
Ci vediamo nei tuoi sogni.
And we're back. So we've heard that dialogue three times now. Where are these people?
Oh, so it's raining very hard in the streets and, you know, there is this portico and maybe there's this girl who's waiting for the rain to stop.
So she's waiting and she meets this person. Has she ever met this person before? He's new to her?
No, I don't think they know each other. Mm. They don't know each other.
And what does he do? Does he try and pick her up?
Well, you know, sometimes when the rain comes in summer and you feel romantic and you see a nice girl over there, you might want to, you know, just talk to her.
So let's listen to this as we translate it line by line to see what he says to her to, well, win her heart, as the case may be.
Anche tu senza ombrello?
You too without an umbrella.
Anche tu senza ombrello?
You don't have an umbrella either.
Anche tu senza ombrello? Sì.
Yeah.
Sì.
Yeah.
Sì. Prendi la mia giacca.
Take my jacket.
Prendi la mia giacca.
Take my jacket.
Prendi la mia giacca. Aspetta, come ti trovo?
Wait, how will I find you?
Aspetta, come ti trovo?
Wait, how will I find you?
Aspetta, come ti trovo? Ci vediamo nei tuoi sogni.
We'll see each other in your dreams.
Ci vediamo nei tuoi sogni.
We'll see each other in your dreams.
Ci vediamo nei tuoi sogni.
And we're back again. So, what a line.
Ci vediamo nei tuoi sogni.
A little cheesy, I think. Do you think this actually works?
I don't know, but this is a very important sentence. Ci vediamo.
Ci vediamo. And it's actually the name of today's dialogue.
Okay, maybe this is a bit, you know, cinematographic. Maybe it doesn't really happen every day, but still the words that we have in this are very, very, very high frequency. And
so every day when I leave the office, I say to you, ci vediamo.
Nei tuoi sogni.
No. Let's talk about some of the grammar that's happening here, some of the more interesting phrases that we've got. The first one I want to ask you about is actually the beginning of this dialogue, the first line.
Anche tu senza ombrello.
Anche tu. So in English we'd say you too. You don't have an umbrella either. But in Italian we actually reverse these two words. We say
anche.
Anche.
Tu.
Tu. Anche tu.
Also you.
Let's take, for example, this umbrella. Let's say we're not talking about umbrellas. We're talking about our office, which is freezing cold. And I'm always cold. And I know Marco's always cold. And so one day I forget my jacket and you forget your jacket. And you look at me and you say,
anche tu senza giacca?
You don't have a coat either. You don't have a jacket either. And speaking of jackets, we have this jacket here. It's
la giacca.
la giacca, which is a feminine word, so la giacca.
La giacca.
But what if I want to say my jacket?
La mia giacca.
La mia giacca. So in English, we wouldn't say the my jacket. But in Italian, it's important that you do say the my jacket.
Yes.
And that's the case.
La mia giacca. La mia giacca.
So that's the case for all nouns, actually, when you're going to describe whose it is, whose thing this is.
Mm, yes.
All right. La mia giacca. So what about this? Wait, hold on.
Aspetta.
Wait, hold on.
Aspetta.
So it's actually the kind of thing that you would yell. Maybe you've left your keys at your friend's house and you're running out the door because you have something to do. And your friend comes running down the stairs with their keys and your friend's yelling what?
Aspetta!
Aspetta!
Aspetta, you forgot the keys.
You forgot the keys and you're not going to be able to get in the car. But the word is aspetta, and it's actually kind of a command. It's something you'd yell at someone like, hey!
Hey, wait up! Yeah, aspetta!
Really, really useful. And last but not least, we have this girl who we think maybe wants to see this guy again. So she's got his jacket. She's happy. She's feeling good. And oh no, she realizes she doesn't know how to get in touch with him. So what does she say?
Come ti trovo.
Come ti trovo. Come ti trovo? How will I find you? And this is a really interesting phrase, actually, because in English we would say, how do I find you? I find you. But in Italian, we don't actually have to say I or me.
It's useless. That's because Italian is easier. You don't have to say because, you know, the verb trovo.
Mm.
Io trovo.
So io trovo.
You know it already. Prendi la mia giacca.
So he says, prendi la mia giacca, take my jacket. He doesn't say, you prendi la mia giacca.
Yes, that's no need.
The trick here, and it's actually kind of a simple trick if you think about it, you just have to look at the verb and see how the verb has been changed, and then you already know who's doing this thing. Io trovo. I can just say trovo. Marco, come ti trovo?
I'm here.
Let's listen to this dialogue 3 more times. After that, we're going to have a little conversation about, well, romantic covered passageways and romantic Bologna.
Dialogue, first time.
Anche tu senza ombrello?
Eh sì.
Prendi la mia giacca.
Aspetta, come ti trovo?
Ci vediamo nei tuoi sogni.
Dialogue, second time.
Anche tu senza ombrello?
Eh sì.
Prendi la mia giacca.
Aspetta, come ti trovo?
Ci vediamo nei tuoi sogni.
Dialogue, third time.
Anche tu senza ombrello?
Eh sì.
Prendi la mia giacca.
Aspetta, come ti trovo?
Ci vediamo nei tuoi sogni.
And we're back again. So, Bologna, tell me about this. This is a very large Italian city, fairly large Italian city, no?
Yeah, for Italian city, it's pretty big.
What makes it famous, though?
Many things. But here, for example, this dialogue, I think it was shot in Bologna. Because it's very famous for the porticos.
Portico. So they have all these covered passageways that kind of line the streets. And
yeah, they say that when it rains in Bologna, you don't even need an umbrella because you can go all the way through the passageways and, you know, you don't get wet.
So you can actually cover the distance of this, a long distance in the city just through these passageways. You don't have to worry about ever leaving the passageways.
Yeah. It depends if you have a house, maybe now in the new, you know, like they didn't do the new passageways.
Oh, so suburbs don't have them. But if you live in the old town.
Yeah.
All right. So very romantic kind of scene here. We have these covered passageways that are kind of unique to that part of Italy. And
so be sure to rent an apartment in the center of Bologna. You can pay a little more, but you save on umbrellas.
You save on umbrellas and maybe you gain on romantic encounters. That's all we have today at Italian Pod, so please check out our website, italianpod.com. We've got great stuff on there for
Catherine, you. Catherine, yes, we have great stuff, but I really have to go There's people waiting for me.
Oh, okay. Marco, okay? You know, I'm sick of this. You're always...
Come on, you're so good at the ending thing.
Okay.
I'll just... okay. Ci vediamo to everybody. Okay. Ci vediamo tomorrow.
Okay. Ci vediamo, Marco. See you tomorrow.
I'm sorry, okay? Ciao.
That's all we have today at Italian Pod. So please check out the website, italianpod.com. We have places you can post comments, ask questions. We love to hear what you have to say and are happy to answer any questions that you might have about today or any other day's dialogues. So please check that out, and we'll see you next time on Italian Pod. Ciao a tutti.